Now, where's Kornblum?
Here, sir.
Good. Are these the actors hired to play a Dickens Christmas Carol?
No, not exactly, sir.
What? I specifically asked for a company of actors to perform
Charles... Yes, sir. I know. You see, the employment agency got their wires crossed. They sent over a group of musicians to play at Carol Dickens' bat mitzvah.
What?
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, for crying out loud, never mind. No time. Can anyone tell me the story of A Christmas Carol?
Yeah, sure. I know it.
Go ahead, then.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Scrooge, a rich millionaire, another Scrooge.
Thank you. All right. Anyone else?
Yeah, I know it.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Very well, go ahead.
Once upon a time, there was this old cheap geezer named Scrooge, and he lived in old London. Now, this guy was meaner than stale castor oil, stashed all his cash in a mattress, and lived on nothing but cold soup.
Excellent start. Do continue.
Okie dokie. So this old guy Scrooge decides one day to go for a walk. So he steps outside his house, sees his own shadow, and bang! It's gonna be winter for another 6 weeks!
Stop! Thank you. Can anyone please tell the story of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol?
Hey, look, Chief, we didn't mess up. The employment agency did. Now in about 10 minutes, we gotta be across town to play music at this Carol Dickens coming out party or whatever it is.
Wait, sir! I have it!
Kornblum, it better be good!
Sir, I brought the shortened Cliff Note scripts. I'll pass them out. Everyone will have a part and we can get this done in no time!
Very well, it will have to work. These studio rates are killing me! Quiet! And now for another world-famous Christmas carol by Charles Dickens. Our story begins in old Victorian England at the accounting firm of Scrooge and Marley. It should be noted that Marley is dead, but Scrooge never had his name painted out.
He's too cheap!
His age was measured by the coldness of his heart. The chill within him froze his features.
Nipped his pointed nose.
Shriveled his cheeks.
Stiffened his gait.
Made his eyes red and his thin lips blue.
And he spoke out harshly.
A humbug! To work, Mr. Cratchit!
About tomorrow, sir.
God rest ye merry!
Out! Not you, Cratchit! Tomorrow?
It's only once a year, sir.
Pick my pocket every Christmas!
God rest ye merry!
Out! I'm leaving! Lock up as usual.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas.
God rest ye merry!
Go rest someone else!
And so Scrooge made his way home. He paces and sits, paces and sits. Then a clanking noise begins.
Deep down below,
someone dragging a heavy chain.
The chain grew louder.
Straight towards the door.
Marley's ghost!
No, I'm a floating chain salesman from Ace Hardware. Who do you think it is?
What do you want?
To tell you that you're in for a big chain of your own if you don't straighten up your life.
What should I do?
Get ready to be visited by three spirits.
Haunted?
Haunted, visited, whatever. Just wait, and don't forget what happened to me.
The sound of bells is clearly heard.
Who is it?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
My past?
Who else am I talking to, Schmendrick? Just look.
There goes my house, my school. Wait, is that Belle?
Yes, Ebenezer.
Marry me.
No, Ebenezer.
Why?
Because you love your money more than me. Bye.
That's all for your past. Bye.
Wait, who are you? Christmas present?
You expecting a fat guy in a red suit?
Where are we going?
To the poor guy who works for you. Cratchit.
Let us pray. God bless this family.
God bless the world.
God bless us, everyone.
And we're gone.
And you are?
Your worst nightmare.
Britney Spears.
No. Ghost of the future.
And back to the Cratchits.
Why are they crying?
Tiny Tim died.
No.
Yes, his last words were...
God bless us, everyone.
Can't you change this?
Hey, I didn't write this stuff. Maybe you're next.
Whose grave is that? Spirit? Spirit? Mine? Oh, no!
Oh, yes!
Spirit, I see!
About time.
Yes! Now I will risk and laugh and help!
And spend!
Yes, and that too!
Yay!
Oh, listen to the bells! Hey, little guy with a crutch, what day is it?
It's Christmas Day, sir!
Here, take this 57-pound goose home as a gift from me.
And Scrooge went to church. He walked the streets. He waved. He patted children on the head. And he spoke with beggars, but not too close. He was happy. And so Scrooge was better than his word. He became a good friend, a good man. And as Tiny Tim observed,
God bless us, everyone!
Time!